Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to second. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Levy. Cecil moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Porter moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field. Schuelt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Schuelt. Porter scores. Averill goes all the way around to score. Vosmick moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Schuelt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melillo for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Storti moves to second. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Storti moves to third. Levy moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Storti scores. Levy moves to third. Gray moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Levy scores. Gray scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Vosmick reaches third base with a triple. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Myatt moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Napclauza pinch hits for Sam Gray. Napclauza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clauza hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Porter reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-2 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti juggles the ball. That's an error on Storti. Morgan moves to third. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-2 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive. Goslin throws the ball into Farrell, who tags Averill trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Levy moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Levy moves to third. Schultz moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Levy scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schulte. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Campbell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Campbell. Schulte fumbles the ball. That's an error on Schulte. Vosmick scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 7-4, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 3 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 3 in the game. Harder takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sissel bunts towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Harder moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harder moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Chad Kimsey. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Shult takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shult moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shult moves to third. Burns moves to second. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shult scores. Burns scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 7-6, Indians. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-4 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Goslin moves to third. It's Browns, 7, Indians, 7. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Goslin scores. Farrell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-7, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Levy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Bump Hadley now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Myatt bunts towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Com hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Ed Montague. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is hit by the pitch. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.